Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Hi, Jim. Just wanted to call to congratulate you on your anniversary for the best-looking, smartest, and, of course, most humble fellow I know.
And, of course, you're the best Italian restaurant chooser I know in New York.
It's been great blowing hot air with you over the years.
Sending you a huge hug and a snoop.
Celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show with you. Thank you for being part of my day and part of my life. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm glad you're here. Ed Marsh is here. Ed's the founder and principal of Consilium, exporting advisor to the American Express Grow Global operation and movement, and he is an expert in that world. And we've been talking about cybersecurity, but Ed, I want you to transition a little bit for us in this segment and talk to us about what you see as the sort of the lay of the land. Give us a perspective on where you think global trade is today.
So I think it's vibrant, and I think it's a huge opportunity for small business. And rather than just my anecdotal gut feeling, I give you statistics from the 2018 American Express Grow Global Survey. 90% of exporting small businesses see international trade as their primary growth opportunity.
Wow.
75% predicted that the percentage of their revenue that would come from exported sales would increase over the next 12 months. And 76% expected growth over 5 years. And finally, 30% anticipate that the revenue that their company derives from exports will increase by more than 50% over 5 years. So show me another business kind of strategy that holds that much potential from people that are in the middle of it and trying it. It's an amazing opportunity.
It really is. And the connectivity capability we have now with the internet, The Commerce Department and the U.S. Commercial Services helping people, with companies like American Express and others helping us to get the finances right, so we don't feel like we're putting our capital in jeopardy. There's so many resources today that there is a learning curve. Yeah, there is a ramping up of the organization to be able to deal with this, the customers are farther away, but the opportunity, I mean, I love telling this story, Ed. When I had my consulting company, I had a company that was a local distributor that over a period of 15 years built an international operation. It was probably, I don't know, it's probably 25% of their business, and we had a significant downturn 1 year that really hit that company hard. And their international segment of their business literally saved them that year.
Yeah, that's a great point that you make. The value of diversification is enormous. You get different capital cycles. You get different economic cycles. You get different currency cycles.
And the international is countercyclical often to the U.S. cycle, isn't it?
Yeah, great point. I mean, it's a wonderful opportunity not only for kind of top-line organic growth, but also for that diversification. And that inherent protection that comes from.
You're right.
I mean, the resources are amazing. American Express Grow Global is a strategic partner with the U.S. Department of Commerce, the export.gov service that you mentioned. And the programs that are available to help companies are often not even, I mean, many companies don't even know about
them. They don't know
about it. The fact that you could, for short money, the U.S. government, through their Department of Commerce, will arrange meetings for you with qualified buyers in foreign cities and even arrange transportation and interpreters for you.
And
all you're
going to
do is get yourself on an airplane, show up, and they do it for you.
They'll help you prospect, and the basic services are not – there's no cost for that. And there are like 100 of those offices around the country. I've forgotten how many. They're around the world, too, but you can go to – you can go to Memphis or Madrid and find an office there somewhere where they can help you, and they'll do a video conference with you with someone over there. So what's the very first step in getting started, Ed?
Well, I think you already touched on it, Jim. The internet has put international buyers within reach of the smallest companies. It used to be you had to pour tons of money and time into a big speculative project, pick a market, guess go into it and start investing money and time and hope you're right. Today, if you do your digital marketing really well, which you want to be doing for your domestic business growth anyway, well, guess what? International buyers are going to find you. And so then you'll figure out what the active markets are. You'll figure out where the opportunities are. You'll get some deals going. You'll go through
just
the process.
Just get started. By the way, Ed, if they've been listening to my show, they've been hearing me harp on this for 20-plus years. We were telling them about ExportGov.
Well, you're ahead of the curve, Jim.
We helped them launch ExportGov on this show. Hey, Ed, come back soon. Good job today. You got a website for me? You got a website, Ed?
ConsiliumGlobalBusinessAdvisors.com. ConsiliumGlobalBusinessAdvisors.com.
BusinessAdvisors.com. Check it out. Ed Marsh, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back another day. We can't do without him. I'm Jim Blasingame, reminding you to seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.